This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. We will take your calls. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting there for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. The we in the studio is me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Hey, Derek J., you were in court this morning. I definitely want to talk about that.
And how exciting.
And then on the way, well, I think a lot of our listeners are very interested in knowing, Mark, what goes on. And
no, you just seemed really excited about it, right? Like, oh, hey, okay, Derek, you were in court today. Like, most people are like, oh, what a horrifying experience. You look forward to this stuff.
No, actually, I don't look forward to going to court. I don't much like going into courthouses. There's always men with guns there who are, in a lot of cases, threatening and unfriendly. And I'd prefer to not go. I'd prefer to not spend my morning standing in a courtroom waiting for some man in a robe to call my friend up to determine whether or not they, in this case, you weren't facing jail. You were facing the prospect of maybe having your rights actually respected.
Yeah.
Which is all about your right to carry a firearm concealed. You were denied the what they call the shall issue permit here in New Hampshire. And I've never seen an appeal of that denial. This was a new kind of experience in court for me today, as it was, I imagine, for you as well, Derek J.
Yes. The idea was that I want the ability to... Right now, I have the ability to carry a gun, any kind of gun, any number of guns that I want. Here in New Hampshire, I can strap an AR-15 to my back or an AK-47 and walk them both down the street. That's totally fine.
But if you were to conceal...
Right. If I were to throw a jacket over those, or if I were to put, say, a tiny pistol in my pocket, that would be a crime. And I think that's a problem. So I need to be able to carry my gun, step into my car without, unloading the magazine and checking the rounds. It seems dangerous to, be fumbling with a gun that often, you get in and out of a car. So that's one of the requirements for traveling in a car with a gun in New Hampshire is you need to have one of these concealed carry licenses. So I said, I'll pay the $10.
I have a car.
Yeah.
I have a gun.
Yeah, so I'll pay the $10 or whatever it is. It's a shall issue state, so they'll give it to me. But no, they said, no, I can't have it because the chief of police in Keene says, I have exhibited behavior that is assaultive or threatening. That's a lie.
Well, that's interesting because, I would think if you had assaulted someone, they'd charge you with criminal assault.
I've never been charged with assault or
what about criminal threatening?
Nope.
No.
No.
Never been charged, never therefore been convicted of either of those things.
No, of course not.
Where is this coming from?
It seems to me like he just doesn't like me and just says like, oh, I have a little position of power over this guy, Derek, that I don't like. Well, I'll just say no.
Yeah.
I won't give him his rights.
Because he has no personal liability for this, right?
Nothing bad is going to happen to him.
If at the end of the day, and by the way, the trial thing or whatever we're going to call it, just the full hearing did not actually transpire today. We can get into that here in a moment.
Yeah.
But if at the end of the hearing you are indeed found that you should have your rights.
Unsuitable. Suitable or unsuitable. That's what it's being decided. Because, like...
It's not a guilty or not guilty. This isn't criminal.
Well, with shall issue, it's very simple. Did you pay the $10? Mm-hmm. Did you fill out the form? Are you a felon or are you a domestic partner beater? And I'm none of those things, so it's shall issue.
It should be a done deal.
Oh, wait. There's this extra subline where it says, also, if the chief of police or the issuing authority thinks you're not a suitable person, well, then they can also deny you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's what this seems to be all about. It's, he just says, well, you've exhibited assaultive or threatening behavior. And he could just say that.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what evidence they're relying
on. And it certainly seems like the prosecutor who is in there, they have the police prosecutor doing their defense for them on this.
Yeah.
It certainly seems like she buys his story and she's acting as though you're some sort of menace to society up there.
Yeah, that's sort of how she was acting today, and that's what she was claiming. That
she always gets dispute. It's this big, tall, blonde Amazon lady.
That's just
here.
Not appropriate.
Why not?
You don't just call somebody who's some woman who's tall an Amazon.
Why not?
Sorry.
Isn't that an appropriate name for someone who's tall and large as a woman?
No.
Wonder Woman was an Amazon.
Why not?
Indeed, she
is
was.
That an offensive thing to call somebody?
Why is it offensive? What's the problem with it?
It's just not appropriate.
Is it offensive to people from the Amazon?
No, it's not offensive to people from the Amazon. It's offensive to just call, just use names on people.
It's not a name. It's a description. It's a description. So just like just like you would say somebody's heavyset
or
whatever, or skinny.
I think it's irrelevant.
Okay, well, whatever. For people that see, I know you don't care about court, Mark, but a lot of our listeners are interested. They will watch some of the court videos. In fact, many people have watched Derek Chae's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a documentary film that you can go and watch for free right now over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Now, most of that's not court footage. Court footage, for the most part, is boring. But on the other hand, there's a real sort of drama that's been playing out over the years here. I mean, this is a continuation of the story of Derek Chae's Victimless Crime Spree.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Because Derek Chae, in the movie, you are denied then, back in 2012 or 2011.
11, way back then I applied for a concealed carry license.
The reason was that you were a known drug user at that time is what they claimed.
Well,
correct?
No, that's just what one officer claimed, and he was just making that up on the spot. That's when I went to the police department to go find out, and I was like, hey, what do you mean I was denied? What's this about? And he just said, well, aren't you some known drug user? And he just threw that out as some...
That was never written officially down anywhere?
Correct.
Whereas this current one was written down, the reason for it?
The official reason for denial before was that it was a bail condition. It was because I was out on bail that I wasn't allowed to possess a firearm. It was just some little written-in thing like, you have to pay $1,000. Oh, and you can't have a firearm. I was like, oh, I didn't even notice that was one of my conditions of bail. Okay, thanks, Judge Burke, for letting me know. Now get rid of my guns. So that's what it's been about. I've been trying to just go through the process of asking permission, do it the way I'm supposed to do it, and every step of the way they just keep saying no.
Yeah, well, that's why they want you to ask permission. They're all about that. No,
it's terrible. And so you've actually had to hire an attorney, and I know it is not cheap. I think you were trying to raise what, $2,500 to cover the cost of
that. Yeah, I did put up the money for the attorney. He's been generous with his time and was very good about making it a flat fee and
instead of hourly.
Yeah, which
that helps a lot because you never know if you're going to pay an attorney hourly what the total's going to be.
We were sitting in the courtroom today for 3 hours. You know, I mean, that's just racking up the time. If it weren't someone who just cared about the issues and wanted to win because the issue is important.
Yeah, you would have paid any other attorney, $900 for 3 hours in court.
Right, but I think this one's important because it's about it seems to be about my activism is the reason that they're denying me. There would be no other reason for the chief of police to say I'm the
son of a gun. Seems pretty clear to me.
It's just like, oh, we Absolutely. Don't like what he does. He exercises his First Amendment, so now he loses his Second Amendment. I mean, that's what it seems to be. I'm not an amendments guy, but I made political statements, and that would qualify as being First Amendment. So does that mean that people who make political statements lose their Second Amendment? I don't get it.
I have to say, as far as what we were talking about earlier, I am interested to see how this trial pans out.
Same here.
I'm not excited to walk into court, Mark. I don't like to be in court, but I do like it when people stand up for themselves in court, and I want to do what I can to support that. So that's why I was there this morning, bright and early, with you. It was 8:30. This thing was scheduled to get rolling.
Yeah.
And
there were a handful of other activists there, too.
True.
It was so encouraging to see, and this wouldn't happen anywhere else. I wouldn't have challenged this in New Jersey, for example, where I'm from, because...
Could you? I mean, no. Is there a shall issue permit in New Jersey?
You're actually handling a New Jersey case.
Yeah, he is. But I think it's May issue there. But the case is that you can't bring video cameras into courtrooms almost anywhere that I know of. But here in New Hampshire,
two of them today.
Yeah, I walked in with my camera. You had yours. Mm-hmm. Anyone could have walked in with their own camera, and they probably wouldn't have gotten bothered.
We're pretty old hat at doing cameras in the courtroom. room up here. Like, it's almost an expectation.
But that's a big deal.
Be there.
Yeah. That's a big deal for other places where you don't have any transparency. So at least people are able to see what happens.
Yeah, and that's why I think what we're doing here is so valuable. And, you know, I'm sorry. It sounded like you were downing it earlier, Mark, and I don't know if that was your intention.
No,
but,
what I was saying was, A, that you seemed really excited to go, and B, you called somebody on Amazon for no good reason.
Hmm. Okay.
Judge Burke said he liked me. That happened.
That's true. I don't think he likes the Amazon woman. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control. It's not like I'm calling her a gypsy or something offensive. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444. Call 1-800-553-7444. 1-800-553-7444.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. It will be approved, and it will be easy for you from that point forward to call us on Skype, and you will sound better, typically, than if you call us on the phones. Anyway, we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Of course, we're talking about Derek J. in court this morning, the continuation of the victimless crime spree. Actually, not a crime involving a victim at all. Here was what the question was, but it was a continuation of his movie, Victimless Crime Spree, because the first time Derek J. was denied a right to carry a firearm, denied his right, in this case, the permit that is supposed to be a shall issue permit in New Hampshire to concealed carry. You can walk around open carrying, no problem, but in New Hampshire. But a concealed carry, the police department here is saying that he is not suitable to be able to concealed carry a weapon because he's a psychomaniac. Well, they didn't use those terms, but almost that sounds very similar to what they did say about you.
I don't know exactly. What did they say? I don't think they – I mean, all they said on paper was that I have exhibited behavior that is assaultive or threatening.
Man, sounds like a crazy person to me.
Yeah, I guess so.
So they've denied you and you've appealed. Now, we're going to get back into some of the details about that here in moments. Your thoughts, calls are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And ExpressCoin is the best place to go to get yourself Bitcoins as well as other alternative currencies such as Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. So go and check out ExpressCoin.com. They got great customer service, and you can order with money order, check, wire transfer, even cash deposit, and you can do it all by starting off over at ExpressCoin.com. Now, Derek J. has been spending the last year plus of his life using only Bitcoin to live.
Yay!
So this is an amazing thing. And in fact, there's some Bitcoin-related news, at least headlines, how true they are. I don't know about PayPal / eBay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk about that, but now is probably a good time to get in on some Bitcoin, considering the price has been down over the last few weeks over what it was.
I was watching the prices today. I figured, you know, this kind of news is just going to skyrocket the price. Nothing's really changed today, so
You can't really count on news to change the price of something that's as international as Bitcoin.
You can count on it to change the price of stocks like Google.
Hmm. Well, Bitcoin's bigger than a stock. Bitcoin is a lot bigger than a stock.
Not every stock.
All right, so go to ExpressCoin.com, get yourself some Bitcoin there. And by the way, if you use our discount code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, order up to $40 worth of Bitcoin or any of those other coins for free, meaning no transfer charge at ExpressCoin.com. All right, so in court today, there were several activists who came out to show support for you. The mm-hmm. court was otherwise busy. They, of course, ran through the rest of the cases in the court, basically, with the exception of one or two people.
Yeah, there was a guy who failed to register his dog, get his dog a license here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he didn't pay the $40 fine or whatever for getting his dog registered in Keene.
What, did he get the guillotine?
His dog is dead.
Oh, this was the worst part about what happened up there.
Oh, they don't care. Awful. They want their money.
This was the worst part about what happened up there, just obviously an aside from your case. But, yeah, this is one of the guys who was on before you. And what they were doing this morning, for the most part, were arraignments, where, you know, arraignment is where somebody comes in and they usually plead guilty or not guilty. But in most cases, they will just plead guilty and pay the fine or pay the fee. And, of course, we have a Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach here, which encourages people to not take the plea deal and instead to go to trial, as you have done, Derek J., and many other activists have, as I will be doing in about 10 days from today for some ridiculous identification-related so-called crimes. But this guy was actually – I heard him talking because I was sitting nearby him in the courtroom, so I heard him chatting with one of his friends in the courtroom, and so I knew before he came up there that he was there on the unregistered dog charge. And I had heard him tell this guy that the dog is dead. And so, therefore, you'd think that you'd be able to get out of something like that, right? Like, if
you'd think,
you know, if you go to trial and you present evidence that the dog is in fact dead, then they would not be able to assess the fine.
Whoa! When did the dog die? You know,
well, maybe it would come down to that. I don't know, but it sounded like initially he was going to not take the plea. And this was revealed in his appearance up in front of the court. His initial talk with the prosecutor was that he wasn't going to plead guilty, because his dog was dead, and so therefore how could he possibly owe the money on this fine? But
right.
ultimately, when he finally got up there to the defendant's table, the pressure of court, you know, was weighing down on him, and nobody wants to go back and sit in court for another 3 hours waiting to actually have their case called.
Right, because this guy had to wait about 2 hours to be called, so I'm sure he's thinking about it and mulling it over in his mind while he's waiting, saying, why don't I just pay the $40?
That's what he did.
I won't have to come back here again.
He got up there, he told him, he sort of was like, up on the stage, if you will, the court, that he wasn't real sure, and then he's like, screw it, you know, I'll just pay the thing. What do I owe you? You know, that kind of thing.
And then, you?
Yeah.
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 So, you don't owe them anything. They're a bunch of thieves. How much money to get you stinking thieves off my back?
Well, he was saying...
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that contempt for the court? Because I've got nothing but contempt for you people. My dog's dead. And you want money for a license for it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Your Honor. I'll give you the money for the dog if you put the tag on its neck. You go and you bury Fluffy and you put the tag on its neck. I'll pay for it just to watch.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, I felt really bad for the guy.
It was awful.
It looked like he was going to cry.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You don't want to get up there and think about your dead dog. That's not cool.
Besides that, they added an extra fee. He was ready to pay $40 or whatever it was.
I thought Bert reduced it or something like that.
No, they added $4. Like it wasn't petty enough that he was up there for a dead dog. Wow. They added $4 to his fine. Because it really matters.
I don't know the specifics of this, but I mean, I almost have a difficult time believing that Burke would have done this. I really do.
Like, I thought they reduced it from $40 to $25. Maybe I just wasn't paying close enough.
I thought it was $40 to $44. I thought they increased it, but we'll see.
Well, the video will come out. Yeah. One example of yet another victim of the court system.
Yeah. Also, they were trying to determine what would be the proper remedy because the court failed to schedule the hearing in time.
Hold on. We're talking about your trial, your hearing now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Excuse me.
So, so that's basically was the thrust of court today. Instead of actually going to the full hearing about your rights and the gun thing and being able to carry concealed and why they denied you that, that will be coming in the future. Now the court is trying to figure out how to punish itself.
Right.
For not following the statutes, because according to the statutes in New Hampshire, they put very specific time frames on, okay, you got denied, you filed this appeal of the denial, and then after you file that appeal, there's supposed to be a very short window, like a 2-week window of time where they're supposed to very quickly schedule this hearing because, well, gosh darn it, this is about your rights and this should be an important hearing. So therefore, it should be scheduled quickly is supposed to be the idea. But they dropped the ball and they didn't schedule the hearing in time.
Whoops, they forgot. And Judge Burke admitted that. He said, it's not in dispute. We just forgot. We didn't meet the deadline. Now we have to determine, we have to stop everything. We can't really continue with this trial. We have to determine how to punish ourselves. What will the proper remedy be?
And he's asking the attorneys what he should do to himself, basically, or to the court.
Anyone clue?
Now the attorneys have to file memorandums of law with the court about this, advising the court of what the appropriate thing to do is. So instead of actually
have your attorneys.
We're coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Go check out more Derek J over on his website, derekj.me. He's more than just a movie man. Yes, he appeared in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free through his website, derekj.me. But you're also a prolific audio content producer, I would say, being the host of more shows than I can recall.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head. Your show, Peace News Now,
Bitcoin Talk Show.
You fill in regularly for Angel Clark Show. You're a guest co-host, one of the regular co-hosts. There's like a dozen of them, so you're one of them on Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, and I also do on Fridays. On Fridays, I do another show called The Bitcoin Group, which is like a
Are you a contributor to that show,
or is that McLaughlin Group?
Is that one of your shows?
I'm a contributor to that show.
Okay.
But it's a regular guest of panelists, so people can check that all out on YouTube. Or the easiest place to find all of it is at DerekJ.me.
DerekJ.me. Go and get more Derek J there. Most of it totally free, but people can contribute.
All of it's free, but people can, they can reward me with Bitcoin donations only. I don't take any of those blood dollars.
Wait a minute. You're taking blood dollars on GoFundMe.com.
Oh, you're right.
/gun rights, because your lawyer is taking blood dollars.
That's
are you paying
right.
him the Bitcoin, or are you paying him with cash?
I paid in blood dollars.
Did you ask about Bitcoin?
Yes, he accepts. No, not Bitcoin yet, but silver. He takes metals and interesting trades, but not into
not
the Bitcoin yet. Yeah.
All right. So you've hired the renowned, the most renowned gun rights attorney in New Hampshire and New Jersey, from what I understand.
Yeah, he may be.
Evan Knappen.
He may be in, like, the Northeast.
Yeah, this guy's a big deal, and he's helping you with this case. You were denied your right to carry a firearm concealed by the Keene Police Department, by the chief himself, Kenny Miola.
Aw.
And this is, by the way, for longtime listeners of the show, this is the very same police chief who refuses to make eye contact with me or acknowledge that I exist in any way, shape, or form.
He did the same today.
Was he doing that with you today?
Yeah, I was trying to, like, smile, because I waved and smiled at the other police officers who were in the room. They were in plain clothes, and I was even complimented by one Jason Short who arrested me once upon a time. He said, "You always wear the nicest suits." I was like, "Oh, that's so sweet of him
to say." I
didn't
know if you were aware of this, but I'm gay. That's how we dress.
Are you suggesting Jason Short is gay?
No. He's saying me.
I know.
Yeah. Well, but the Pelequin, all the other police, they're very friendly. They'll say hello.
Mm-hmm.
But
this
chief of police, Ken Miola, he won't even make eye contact.
I find it very childish, especially from someone whose supposed job it is to be accountable to the people. You know, here in New Hampshire, there's Article 8, I think, of the New Hampshire Constitution. Maybe it's Article 5. I don't know. It's one of those two that says that the government bureaucrats are supposed to be open. They're supposed to be accountable. They're supposed to be, you know, people you should be able to approach and get on the record, get them to talk to you.
Regardless of what the words on paper say, it's just being a part of being a human being. You're in the same room together for 3 hours. And, oh, by the way, you're part of the same case. You're in the same hearing.
Yeah.
Like, we've got business together, Ken. Why don't you look at me in the eye?
He's ridiculous. So that's always a good challenge for a new activist in Keene. See if you can get the police chief to talk to you and for how long. So we came out to court to support you today. The actual hearing will be put off until who knows how long. So the funny thing was, they missed their deadline. This whole hearing today was put off, supposedly illegally. The court doesn't know what to do because there's no actual I think there was a mention today that there was no actual specific punishment for the court. Like, there's no, even though it's not, they're not supposed to break their own rules, if they do break their own rules, there's no mechanism to do anything about that. Apparently.
Right, right. So the funny part about this is it's not like the party calling itself the state of New Hampshire, which, of course, the state of New Hampshire pays the paychecks of everybody who works at the court.
Right.
But, right, regardless of that, the party calling itself the state of New Hampshire isn't the one that's in the wrong here. So in this adversarial system, it's pretty obvious what they could do to one side is that they could, you know, dock them in their case some way. And they could just say, look, you weren't fast enough or you didn't do this in the right time, so he gets his right to carry a concealed weapon.
Well, what you're pointing out is that it was the city of Keene who, they were on time, that was the court that dropped the ball with the scheduling.
Yeah,
right.
So the other party wasn't at fault.
If, you know, in a game, how do you dock the referee? It makes no sense. I mean, yes, the referee is clearly on one side or the other, but the referee won't say that. He won't say, well, of course, I work for the state of New Hampshire, and you people are the state of New Hampshire, and this is really just some kind of stupid show trial, I will dock the state of New Hampshire. He can't do that because that sort of blows a lid off of the whole thing that they do. And I think that to some extent they do try to be as impartial as they can. I just don't think that the system itself lends itself to impartiality.
Sure. Well, he had to appear extra impartial today because
he complimented you.
Yeah, he said he liked me, and I was touched. My attorney filed a motion for recusal or change of venue, and that means that he was saying, hey, judge, I think you're biased or your courtroom is biased, and we want a new courtroom and a new judge. And Judge Burke
denied. No.
And that absolutely, anybody who asked for that should be able to get it.
No,
if
it
for
never,
whatever
it's never going to happen.
You think you aren't going to get a fair trial.
Everybody's going to say that about a judge they've been in front of before.
I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be able to get it.
The reason why would be if you were busy, and I'm kind of recapping what Burke said, you know, he sees the same people all the time in that court. It's not unusual for Burke to see the same person over and over again. A lot of people keep having the same problems in life, and they end up in front of the same judge. If they could just ask for a new judge every time they had a trial, they'd quickly run out of every single judge in New Hampshire
right
at that point. So it's not going to work that way.
It seems to me that in a system where you're supposed to be, where the state is providing you with the referee, and you don't feel like you're going to get a fair you know, go from the referee.
And they've already screwed up. Yeah. They've already screwed up, and they don't know how to punish themselves. I mean, they could have avoided the whole problem by just passing it to a different court. They would have said, oh, that last court screwed up. Here, here's your license. I don't know.
So he complimented you after. So the attorney had re-brought up his motion. The motion was originally denied, but the attorney, your attorney, wanted to get it on the record in court, the denial. And that was when Burke sort of explained himself that, you know, he was impressed with your ability to defend yourself the last time you were in court.
He remembered that I defended myself in the Live Free or Die trial, which is the one where I was in your movie. Yeah, which is in Victimless Crime Spree. And he complimented me at the end of that, saying, oh, you did a good job. And I always thought he was just not serious because he
found me guilty.
But he found me guilty on all three charges. Right. If you're saying good job, I mean, throw me a bone, man. Give me something. Good job. You know, if I really did a good job, I would have won. You know, but he found me guilty on all three charges.
His
claim was maybe he was genuine.
You didn't have the facts in your corner.
That's what he said. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you did a good job. You didn't have the evidence, but good job anyway. Okay.
So I felt, and I remember that moment too, and I felt he was genuine in that moment. I felt he was genuine today. I really did too.
I was shocked. You know, it's nice to see a guy who I see as like, you know, he puts away all kinds of peaceful people. That guy with the dog license. I'm saying, oh man, can't you have a
heart? Give it up, buddy.
And then. You know, and then he comes to me and he's like, oh, I know Mr. Horton. I like him or something. He said, I like him. I was like, wow.
It's amazing how one can sort of feel this way. I feel the same way, the same sort of servile feeling towards Judge Burke that you're talking about, too. I like the tax assessor in my town. I mean, the way that you can feel about these, because these are real live human beings, you know? I mean, it's easy to sort of vilify them like in the movie, you know?
Right. Guilty. Well, I think that is something that is unique. I don't know if it's that unique, but it's something special to New Hampshire, at least, because it's such a small place. Judge Burke is the only district court judge in, you know, in Keene. And in some places, Manhattan or wherever, there's probably 50 district courts or something crazy like that, or one district court with 50 courtrooms in it or something. So, you know, here you can't help but create relationships with the people inside the state, and they become less monstrous as a result of that and more like humans who are just doing the wrong thing. They're just, for whatever reason, their incentives in life don't encourage them to do the right thing. And hopefully we'll see that change someday. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, here to take your calls about anything. I'm Ian.
I'm Derek J.
And I'm Mark.
And we have a website. You go to freetalklive.com. You may get interactive there. It's a Reddit-based front page where we've got news stories and maybe blog posts or YouTube videos, whatever content you decide to add to the website. Or you can vote on the stuff that's already there. So you vote up what you like, vote down what you don't. It's all free, so go to freetalklive.com. Now, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Over at modup.net, they make it affordable for you to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. Now, don't mistake prices, low prices, that is, for an inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is also a supporter of the Bitcoin community. They're taking Bitcoin, and if you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get a 33% discount at modup.net. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. That's code FTL at modup.net for world-class service and a great price for modafinil. Modup, modup.net, and again, code FTL. So we've been talking in detail about what was a relatively short hearing this morning, maybe 10, 15 minutes or something mm-hmm. like that, where ultimately your gun rights were not heard. The trial did not move forward. That will be happening, I presume, about a month from now or longer at this point, because the attorneys now have to file more papers with the court to advise the court on how to handle its own mistake of not scheduling the thing in enough time. So not only did the court not schedule your hearing about your gun rights, Derek J., within the legal time frame to schedule it, but now that they haven't scheduled it within the legal time frame, they need to take more time to figure out what to do about them not scheduling it within the legal time frame. So instead of getting your hearing in any sort of speedy manner as a result of their mistake, it's now taking weeks longer to actually have the hearing happen. So you will continue to be deprived of your right to conceal carry.
Well, if I'm not willing to engage in some civil disobedience.
This is true.
It's only a Class A misdemeanor. Center here in New Hampshire, which is a pretty small...
That's up to a year in jail.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. Considering some of the things that happened during Victimless Crime Spree...
That's true. You were facing 9 years at that point.
Yeah, one small charge of carrying a weapon concealed when I'm in the process of getting my concealed carry license anyway wouldn't seem to be too bad.
So did you feel like there was anything that we left out of the story from this morning?
No, I think that fully covers it. There will be video at freekeen.com tonight.
Which I haven't... So that's your video, right?
Yes.
You're going to be putting up? Because I've got video footage, too, but I haven't even had a chance to... ingest any of it. I've been actually, I basically left the trial this morning and went straight to the college campus where I then proceeded to spend the entire afternoon essentially handing out flyers for the James Cleveland campaign, who is, he's Robin Hood. For those of you who have been longtime listeners of the show, Robin Hooding has been some of the most controversial and also popular activism that has happened in Keene, where people are on the streets regularly saving folks from getting parking tickets by depositing change in expired meters before the parking enforcer can reach the cars. And that's kind of who James is known for as far as activism. He has been running for state representative with what I have described as the most fun political campaign that I've ever been involved in.
It seems like the most patronizing to me, but his target essentially is college students, and his platform is getting crunk.
He doesn't walk around the streets crunk.
No,
he just promotes the
crunkenness.
He's not advertising crunkenness.
What's a
piece of paper say?
Having a good time shouldn't be a crime.
Exactly,
that
and that's true.
Slogan.
And people can relate to that.
Yeah, I mean he's running in a college district here in Keene, and the idea is like, look, let's see if we get these college kids to come out and actually vote. I don't know if they can. I don't know if
YOLO
they will.
YOLO swag 420 blaze it. I'm just reading the things here that are on the that
That's
I can
what
see.
The haters
That's
say.
What, okay, Mark, so let me give you a little recap here.
Oh, I see. And once I've unearthed your duplicity.
So I don't know what you're talking about there. But anyway, James is running for office, and we've been flyering the campus pretty heavily with information about him and encouraging folks to come out and vote for him. And one of the folks from StopFreeKeen.com got their paws on one of the flyers because they work at the college in the cafeteria. And they took snapshots of it, and they posted this thing about how James Cleveland campaign platform, what was it again? That was
420 YOLO.
Oh, yeah. YOLO swag 420 blaze it, all in caps, was what they said his campaign. That was kind of their summation of his campaign literature. And I just thought it was so hilarious, and so did a lot of the other folks involved with the campaign. So now we've got like a profile picture. I've changed my profile picture on Facebook to a picture of James with YOLO swag 420 blaze it.
I don't even know what YOLO means.
Written over the top. YOLO stands for you only live once.
I see.
And then I was told what swag means. Swag means stuff we all get, apparently. That was a new one.
I don't know.
I don't know one either.
I hadn't heard that one before.
James is an accountant. It's worth mentioning this.
An accountant running for office with his platform's little check marks next to it. Legalize marijuana, lower drinking age to 18, bars stay open longer.
Yep.
Check. Now tell me that's it. That's patronizing. I don't care that it is.
How is it patronizing?
I think you do need to patronize to college students in order to get them to do something. Oh, yeah, I can vote now.
How is that patronizing to give somebody what they want? I mean, isn't patronizing normally like when I think of patronizing, I think of one politician up here who is whenever you talk to her, if she's in campaign season, she'll talk to the little people. And when she talks to people, she always does this thing where whoever's talking will be saying something and she'll go, I find that patronizing to me. It just seems like. You know, I don't have the exact definition of patronizing. It's not quite condescending.
I have it right here. Treat a person with apparent kindness, and but betray them with a feeling of superiority.
There you go.
So I think that fits the suggestion because James.
I don't think James is saying he's superior to anybody.
He's not running on that platform. He's running on a platform of it's like what he doesn't say here is he's not running on a platform of gut conquered. you know, disempower the politicians, get your money back from these thieves. Like, that would be...
That wouldn't fly with the college students.
I know it wouldn't, but those are the whole term patronizing.
Those are also aren't even realistic proposals at this point. I mean, he's not going to be able to put forth
legislation. He's not
going
to be able to get the bars to stay open longer either. What's,
there was actually legislation that did recently result in bars staying open longer.
I know! So that platform... That platform leg doesn't have anything to stand on.
Oh, sure it does.
It's already done.
No, it could be modified.
He's not running for a city position. It's a city issue.
It could be modified to where the cities can no longer control that, and bars could be able to make their own decisions about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there are some things that could
wouldn't
be done
it be
there.
Cool to see New Hampshire be the only state with the 18-year-old drinking age? I mean,
would be amazing.
Think of the revenue that, like, hotels and all the places would get from college kids all wanting to come to New Hampshire now.
No doubt.
It would be a boon for the state.
Well, actually, what I proposed to James is that if he actually were to get in, that he proposed it be 16. Well, because the legal age of consent in New Hampshire is 16, and so why shouldn't it all be set at the same age? And at least at the very, in that case, politics is usually a result of compromise, so push further than what you're hoping to get. Go for 16, and then maybe they'll meet you in the middle at 18 is kind of the idea.
That makes some sense, although when you bring it down to 16, now I'm tempted to say just get rid of the whole thing.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think that would be a thing to do as well. And maybe we'll see things like that happening as more liberty activists move here as part of the Free State Project, which, by the way, just crossed 16,000, from what I understand, 16,000 signers. So congratulations to the Free State Project. The idea, of course, there is let's get liberty activists to move to the same physical place, not all in Keene, New Hampshire, but across all of New Hampshire, and get people to come here and get active. And we're seeing that happen in a way that liberty activists here are having an impact that no one else can. As you said earlier, Derek J., you wouldn't have had the support in court if you were still in New Jersey or maybe Philly. Philly has a lot of activists.
Yeah,
you might have
some
pulled some support
would have come out in Philly. We could support that.
But as you said, you would have been able to bring a camera in. You know, there's a lot of things that you wouldn't be able to do there that you can already do here.
Oh, I've tried. Yeah, I've tried to bring cameras in. They kicked me right out.
Wow.
I mean, it's night and day, the transparency that you get in New Hampshire and anywhere else.
So it's been a busy day. I mean, it wasn't just your court hearing that was the activism today.
Right.
Out before the court hearing, I was doing Don't Take a Plea Deal outreach. Then later, I gave out hundreds of flyers to college students. And now, while we're on the air, there are other people, James Cleveland included, who've gone to the college to the very first Keen Cannabis Coalition meeting. So just in one day, there's like five different things that can be done. The toll-free number, it's an amazing thing. You can, of course, follow along with a lot of the activism seen here by watching the blog over at freekeen.com. And Derek said that's where the footage from the trial is going to pop up. Some more coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. We'll talk about the pledge coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.